702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Right, let's catch up with the rest of the globe. Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you. Donald Trump makes history. He's impeached for the second time. The only president to do so is now going to stand trial in the U.S. Senate. But it doesn't appear even from the lower house, the House of Representatives, that there is enough Republican support to see him fail.
No, you might be right on that. 10 Republicans in the House of Representatives changed sides, as it were, and voted against their own president. It would take 17 Republicans in the Senate for him to be found guilty. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because we talk about impeachment, and once upon a time it was a rare thing. I wonder if this will become quite commonplace, that outgoing presidents face charges of all sorts. Would there have been charges perhaps over the Iraq War or, I don't know, the Vietnam War once upon a time or the Korean War? But here we are. Donald Trump faces these charges of, quote, incitement of insurrection. And he will indeed get tried effectively in the Senate, although not this side of the inauguration. So there's a whole load of stuff going on. But I'm quite interested in the take of a former director of the FBI, James Comey. He was fired by President Trump. He does not believe he should be prosecuted. It's an interesting opinion. James Comey reckons that Donald Trump should be in jail, as he put it, but that doing that would further divide an already divided country, so it's not worth it. It's quite a pragmatic kind of approach, albeit one I'm sure plenty of people won't agree with.
I don't know. The less James Comey says, the better, because aren't we here ultimately because of his own actions back in 2016? So perhaps he should just stay in the shadows, in retirement, out of the limelight. All right, Adam, let's talk about now this huge mafia trial. I mean, there's something about the underworld that fascinates all of us around the world, but the Italian mafia specifically really grips the imagination, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, the actual mafia, after all, is what we're talking about. Although, of course, it's a general term, and there are all sorts of different groups and organized crime gangs within that banner headline, if you like. But we're talking 355 suspected mobsters, former civil servants, police chiefs, corrupt officials, suspected of being part of the 'Ndrangheta group, in particular the Mancuso families at the center of this. They were operating in Calabria in southern Italy, but frankly their tentacles spread out further than that. They're accused, these 355, of murder, drug trafficking, extortion, money laundering, I mean your usual sort of mafia crimes. The highest profile defendant is the alleged clan boss Luigi Mancuso, who's known as the Uncle. Other defendants go by the nicknames of the Wolf, Fatty and Blondie. I mean, it's already sort of taking on a whole book or film aspect to it. 900 witnesses are being lined up. But also, I mean, this is one of those classic mafia cases. Don't we know what happens in The Godfather? An anonymous statement has already called the chief prosecutor, Nicola Gratteri, a dead man walking. And we know that in previous mafia trials, judges and lawyers and others are known to disappear, and not always quietly. So getting this right, it's going to be tough.
I wonder if one Martin Scorsese has been seen in the public gallery taking notes. All right, mealworm meals. The EU clears some insects for human consumption.
Now, they're already parts of the planet, aren't there, where you can buy mealworms to eat, and indeed not just buy them, you can grow them. After all, they are beetle larvae, they're not actually worms. And indeed, I've eaten mealworms. I mean, you can buy them in packets here, but I would say that 10 quid for a box of 5 small packets of mealworms, the price might need to come down for us to start eating them en masse. I'm getting the feeling I was slightly overcharged. Also used as fish bait or bird food, but now the European Food Safety Agency has said, despite the slight yuck factor, that mealworms can be used whole in recipes, and I think this is probably the more common future use, perhaps, ground into flour to make biscuits, pasta, and bread. I'm pretty sure there are plenty of people already doing that across the continent of Africa. A ground mealworm suddenly loses its yuck factor, doesn't it? Interesting that they've decided now to do it at just about the time when we might be facing a global food shortage post-pandemic, I wonder.
Indeed, this part of the world certainly does have the common practice of people eating mupani worms. I think we are famous for eating those. It's something people have been consuming for generations, quite frankly. So this doesn't come quite as an issue for us in this part of the world. Adam Gilchrist, as always, fantastic stuff in The Worldview.